Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Patience is a special kind of waiting. It's not just waiting in general. We're always told, you know, be patient, wait. We kind of use those interchangeably, but they're not. Patience is a whole different caliber of waiting. It's waiting with a steadfastness, with a constancy, an endurance, a perseverance. And so we looked at that, essentially bearing pains or trials calmly or without complaint, manifesting that forbearance in our life of the things that we have to face. And so that is where we'd ended our last study, and that brings us today to godliness. Add to patience godliness. And this word godliness is a very, very interesting word. Because many of us, when we may think of godliness, it essentially carries with it the same ideas in our mind of that of virtue or of temperance that we've already looked at. In my mind, when I think of godliness, you think of proper conduct, of a close walk with the Lord. And tied in with that is these issues of, well, if they're godly, they have self-control, they're patient, they have these other attributes. But it's addressed as its own stepping stone. And there's a reason for that. This word for godliness carries with it an extra element that we're going to look at this morning. There's a reason that brotherly kindness follows right after this godliness. And so I want us to remember what's coming next, that brotherly kindness, lest at any one of these points we kind of jump off and we lose this growth as a whole. So this word godliness, I'm not a Greek scholar, and I'm not going to stand up here and pretend to be. I'm not going to try to pronounce the Greek words. There's people in here who are educated well beyond my understanding in those areas, and I'm not going to pretend to be those people. But what I will let you know is that this word in the Greek carries with it a sense of reverence and respect. Reverence and respect. As a matter of fact, this word in the Greek kind of has a twin brother. In the English language, we refer to it as a synonym. Kind of something that means very closely to what this word means. And its synonym, we're going to look at that in a separate verse here later, is literally fear of God, being motivated in the Greek, being motivated by fear of the Lord, even above love. It's a sense of reverence and respect. And this godliness is what we ought to show forth in our life, but mostly it's in our own personal spiritual walk with the Lord, because it's our attitude towards Him. It's our attitude towards the things of God. It's godliness, reverence, respect, piety towards God. Webster defines it as being the quality of being spiritually pure or virtuous. But that word spiritually is in there for a reason. It's not just the quality of being virtuous, like we've looked at. It's the quality of being spiritually virtuous or pure. And so let's turn over to the book of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, because before we jump into this issue of reverence and respect, I want us to kind of have a foundation that we can build on. In 1 Timothy chapter number 2 is where we'll start, and we'll do like we have done in the previous studies, where we're just going to kind of progress forward through the New Testament, so we won't be flipping around a whole lot as far as going back and forth. We're going to try to keep it in a straight line for you. So in 1 Timothy chapter number 2, I just read starting in verse number 1. Scripture says, I exhort thee, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. Why? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So first, that godliness, we find that it's something in verse number 3, it's good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. And you can't ever go wrong with working on something in your life that's good and acceptable, that's specifically defined as being so in Scripture. And so it's one of the goals for our life. This word, this phrase, in all, we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, in all we do, the concept here that's carrying with it. So while we're living a quiet and peaceable life, in all aspects of our life, we carry with us that godliness and that honesty. It's that reverence or respect, and we're going to look at that over in the next chapter, chapter number 3. In verse number 14, 1 Timothy 3:14, these things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, if I'm not able to come to you like I hope to, then I'm writing these things to you, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. The believers were written these things so that they might know how they ought to behave themselves in the house of God. Here in the New Testament, many times when we think about having to conduct ourselves in a certain fashion when it comes to worship or anything, our mind may race to the Old Testament and to the prerequisites for the tabernacle and the things that had to take place, the way people had to conduct themselves, the certain order of things. And we've kind of fallen to this sense of complacency in our worship today in the New Testament age, thinking that we have that access before the throne of God at any time through Jesus Christ. But we begin to lose a sense of that reverence, that respect for God the Father, for the things of God, for the house of God. And he's writing here, he makes it very clear, there's a way we ought to conduct ourselves in the house of God. And people had issues all the time with this throughout Scripture. And he writes about the Lord's Supper. People would take something, the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, and they abused it, basically turning it into a fellowship or a dinner on the ground, if you will. And he let them know, you be careful, there's a purpose to this thing, a way you ought to treat it. And so however oft you do it after this manner. Don't turn it into this thing that you're doing. And I worry that in the midst of so much out there in the world and in our life, and so much that we ought to study, and so much that we ought to show forth in our life, that this issue of godliness kind of falls by the wayside. This issue of respect for the Lord's house. And we'll be very careful how we approach this topic, because many, many people will become highly offended in this area. If they haven't become offended when we're talking about the temperance and the self-control, it's hard. You won't offend anybody with the faith. Most anybody that you'll get along with that are of the same faith, of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Even those of other denominations, we'll all get together and we kind of can fellowship under that banner of a common faith. And nobody really fuss or become offended. But you start getting into virtue and you'll lose a few people, but most people will still be on board. Then to knowledge, well, now we have to study. Now they're starting to thin out a little more because it's going to take some work and effort on their part.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.